My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. Now, temptations summarize everything, not just the tempted to sin. All these trials are also going to tempt you to want to sin. Somebody lost his loved one, he had a baby and the baby died. Well, you are tempted to say there is no God or to curse God or to say, is there any God answer prayers? So they are all trials of temptations. So verse 3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So that's another thing, these trials of life that God allows occasionally to come into mankind's life is to do for us, to make you to learn patience, to trust, to learn how to trust God and how to walk in the way of God. Another Bible verse, 1 Peter chapter 4. Apostle Peter also told us about this, that it should teach us something. We can learn something from it. And in the end, the Bible said, all things will work together for good to them that are the called. I'm going to go to that in a few minutes. Are you one of the called ones? If you are one of the called ones, means you are walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Almighty God, then everything that is in your life, God is watching it. Whether it comes by your mistake, God is watching it. Whether it comes by circumstances, God is watching over it. Whether God sent it himself, God is watching over it. So you have to remember that. That's all of those are if you are the called. And we that are believers, we are all called. Amen? If you are a child of God, you are a believer in Christ, you are called. So we are the called. And if you are one of them, then you can say everything will work together for your good. Amen? According to his purpose. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Say, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Say, Christ's sufferings. That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. What I said, even if you die in that suffering, like Lazarus, God said he will wipe away all tears from the eyes of everyone that arrived at the end. Verse 14, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Happy are ye. For the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. On their part is evil spoken of, but on your part is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Like Daniel, they couldn't find something wrong. Not that suffering would not come. They couldn't find him as a murderer or as a thief or anything, but they still cajoled something out, and in the end, we know the rest of the story, but troubles may come anyway. But God is saying, when you are standing tall and upright before him, you'll be standing with him at the end, wiping away all tears from our eyes, because whatever you go through that brought those tears, when you arrive at his feet, it will not even be remembered. Those sorrows will not even be remembered. Amen. Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Amen? Commit the keeping of your soul unto God. That is all we can say about that. Commit the keeping of your soul unto God. Now, like I was saying, all these trials come to every mankind, but how we handle it is very important. God allowed situations and also allowed room for manipulations. Amen? Like I said, these trials are ordained for every man to appear to anybody in the midst of joy, but God also allowed room for changes. He allowed you to pray so that we can change some things. Amen? Let's go to an example here. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 20, we know the story of Hezekiah the king. He was, like we said, the best of us, this trials will come. Ezekiah was one of the great kings in Israel, and he did great wonderful things. We know the story of how suddenly he became sick. We don't know what caused the sickness or the disease, but he was sick. The Bible says, unto death. To the point that God even sent the prophet and said, well, set your house in order, you're going to die, you're not going to live. But like I said, when this trials comes, it is how you walk with God, how you stand with God, your uprightness before God, that is very, very important. Whether to wrestle with God or at the end to be able to be one of them that God will be wiping away tears from your eyes. So we know the story. This Ezekiel, he had this experience of disease and sickness, but he cried unto God and he presented his own uprightness before God, and God reversed this thing. So what I'm saying is God left rooms for modifications. He leave room for changes, so you can change some things. Even in this type of trial we are talking about, your prayer can change things. That is why we don't say these trials are automatic, well, just take it. No, we are not saying, oh, just take it because it's ordained for you. No, he says you can change it also by prayer. Amen. You can change it by prayer. You can change it by your uprightness. That is why there are so many promises in the Bible that give good promises to the righteous. So if you are righteous and this trial comes, then you have something to present before God, like Ezekiel. Amen? Praise the Lord. So in short, build your life on that solid foundation of walking uprightness before God, like we see the story of Daniel. And when you have done all of those, even when the trial comes from the enemy, the devil just attack, or God trying, testing you, or whatever kind of trial comes your way, you will be like the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 7. Let's read it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Because we're going to round it up with the words of the Lord Jesus himself. He gave us a strong admonition in chapter 7 at the end of this Sermon on the Mountain. The Lord said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, what are the sayings? Walk uprightly before him. That's all the summary of the sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are walking uprightly before God, he didn't say there will be no trials. What he's saying is, I will liken you unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. That's when you are keeping it. And what will happen? Verse 25, and the rain descended. He didn't say there will be no rain. The rain will descend. These are the storms of life, the trials we're talking about. And the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. So, when you walk uprightly before God, when you are following all the righteousness, like he said, seek ye first that kingdom of God and his righteousness, he said, troubles will still come. Trials of life will come. Just like we just said, it comes to all mankind, different forms. It's not always financial. It's not always sickness and disease. And whatever is the form, it could just be trouble between you and your workers. They're just making you mad or wanting to get you out of the whatever is the trial. God said they are storms of life. Even when the Lord Jesus Christ, remember the story, the Lord Jesus Christ was in the ship with the disciples. And the storm came. Well, the storm didn't say, well, this is the God of the creation. You better keep quiet now. The God of the creation is on the storm, on the sea. No, the storm came. But the good thing is, he stood up and rebuked the storm, but the storm still comes. So what I'm trying to make you to see is that these storms will come anytime to any human being, whatever is the storm of life. But if you are built upon that foundation of walking the way the Lord said you should walk, say you will not fall. The falling is not just dying in that storm. When you transgress by offending, if you offend, that is the falling he's talking about. If you say there is no God because of what you are going through, because you have prayed and prayed and prayed, nothing seems to happen, and then you think maybe there is no God, you are like the fools. So that's the falling. Or if you transgress because you have no money, you went to steal, then you have sinned also. So whatever is it, you don't want to sin. Whatever is your trial, you don't want to sin. Because he said, then they fell, and great was the fall of it, because now they are rolling down into the lake of fire. And verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain came, both to the one built on the stone, on the beautiful foundation, and the one that is not built on the good foundation, the storm will come to everybody. It could be whatever come of, what about the storm we are talking about, the trials, the trouble, the tribulations, they are the storms of life. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, go with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. See, how should we walk so that when these trials comes, we do not fall? You don't want to fall like the devil was suggesting to Job. He said, hey, just curse God and die. He did not curse God. He did not fall. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. While you are young, you can begin to build your life on that solid foundation. This is what Solomon is telling us here. He said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. While the evil days come not. These are the evil days we are talking about. When things are going great, you have to praise God and also to walk uprightly before him. Because evil days normally will come to every human being one time or the other. He said that even the old age is what he is talking about here. It's like evil days when things are no more working fine in your body, in the physical body. So, but if you have remembered the Lord in thy youth, you will have built up some solid foundation. We say, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Say, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble. That is, this is simply talking about when you grow old, it will be like evil days. When all the muscles are shaking and look like, gee, what's going on here? But if you have remembered your Creator when you are young, you have built up a solid foundation so that you are going to be standing at least in your feet, is what he's talking about. In chapter 11, this is how you also make sure that what you are doing now, as you are walking with the Lord right now and you are walking with him in uprightness, you are building a moisture for yourself. You are building a solid foundation for yourself. Like the Lord Jesus Christ said in that chapter, if you are doing these sayings of Jesus, you are building your house on the rock. When the storms of life come, you will not be shaken loose. And there's another rendering of it in Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Solomon said, you are to cast your bread upon the waters. And he said, just do the good things. You know this is the way to live. This is the best way of life. Cast your bread upon it. In the another rendering said, do good everywhere you go. He said, but the good that you do now will come back and help you in the end. And this is what he said here. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. In short, Lord said it this way, build your life on a solid foundation, so that when the storms of life come, you will not fall. Amen? Because these storms, we talk about these trials and troubles, tribulation, they come to every human being once in a while. And when they come, you are standing in your faith. You are standing confessing Jesus. You are standing not shaking because of this situation. Amen. And the Lord also gave promises to make you know that these things will come, not that it won't come. He only said, I will be with you. Amen. Isaiah chapter 43. I'm wrapping it up right now to tell us about all the things. Once you build your life on this good foundation, these are the promises of God. The promises for those that are suffering, whatever you are going through, God promised that he will be with you. This is promised not just to Israel, but to you as an individual. Verse 1 and 2. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Then say you won't pass through the waters. The waters like the storm. It's like the trials, like the tribulations we just described. Say, but I will be with thee, is what the Lord promised. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. So God is promising you and me that those trials will surely be around sometime, whatever time they come, but I will be with you when you are actually upright before the Lord, he will always be there with you. So you can rest your mind on that, that God will be with you, but you have to walk your own path. While you are still, everything is still right and good, praise him. Walk with the Lord with uprightness of heart. So that even if the trials comes, look like even God seems to be the one doing it, then you can be like Hezekiah that presented his case before God. He said, Lord, I have walked uprightly before thee, and I am not ready to die right now. So he was praying that the Lord should reverse what even God himself said. And we know the story in the book of that 2 Kings chapter 20, that God turned back and said, okay, I hear your prayer, and I'm going to reverse it. And God reversed it, gave him 15 more years. Why? Because he has built his life on the foundation the Lord just talked to us about. Build your life on that foundation. When the trials come, you have something to present before God. Amen? So what I said, even in the time of those trials, you can change some things. God allow room for changes. God allow room for modifications. And to summarize it all, Psalm 84, verse 11. Psalm 84, verse 11. Here David was saying, for the Lord God is a sun and shield, the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Amen? No good thing will he withhold from you when you walk uprightly. Even when the trials of life come and you now present your case before God, like Ezekiel. And Ezekiel refused to accept death. And God said, okay, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That's the summary of what we're saying about this end part of it. The trials come to everybody in life. Yours may be different from his. His may be different from hers. But whatever is your trial, financial, physical, emotional, whatever it is, if you walk uprightly before the Lord, then make your request. Present your case before God. And God has left room for modifications. He leaves rooms for changes. And he said, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So I don't know what you may be going through. But this is what I'm going to wrap it up with this song. In 120-202, that song in this book, number 202 said, I must tell Jesus. Just like we said in the earlier one, the Lord came himself as a human being. And he went through the same troubles and trials with us, but without sin. Even when it came to the point where he could say, well, Father, if it's possible, take this cup away from me. He said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So what can be your own triumph that is greater than that of Jesus? He said that he who has not sinned, he has no sin, but he allowed himself to go through this trouble for mankind, for you and me. So he knows how you feel also because he's the high priest of our profession. And because of that, he is also touched by all our infirmities. Because he's touched by our infirmities, he knows how to help you out. That's why you can trust him and put your life in his hand. Then you can tell him. This song says, I must tell Jesus all my trials. Amen? That's number 202. Let's sing it some few verses and then we are going to pray. Whatever you are going through, I know many times we have some people from the homeless shelters, that they might tell you their life stories that you wonder that, how did you get to be like this? And they are facing their own trials. But tell Jesus about your trials. Let's sing this song. If you don't know the songs or you don't know the rhythm, you say, I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his soul. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. His kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver. Make of my troubles quickly an end. I must tell him. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Amen. Maybe you are not going through any trials yet or currently that can make this song mean anything to you. But if you are, listen to those words. It kind of makes sense. Because sometimes you don't sing some sorrowful song during time of gladness. Now that you do sing some gladness song to somebody that's going through sorrow. But I'm presenting the word of God so that you might perhaps see it when that time comes in your own life. Refer to it because God will bring it back to your mind. That, hey, that preacher said something like that. I can tell Jesus. Amen? You can tell Jesus your own troubles and he will hear you. Because look at what he said. He said that he is able to make it quickly come to an end. But that is if you have walked upright before him, like he said, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Amen? And also because we said he has left room for changes. Even in all these things, we say it comes up and down to mankind like a wave, highs and lows. But he left room for changes so that you can change it when you know how to pray, how to trust. Amen? And I want us to just stand up. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. He said, tempted and tried, I need a great Savior. One who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell you. He all my cares and sorrows will share. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me. Over the world, the victory to win. You say, well, tempted to sin, yes. When you try to do anything because you are financially broke and you hear that, hey, throw in these coins here, maybe you can get 777 and get, they're asking you to gamble. Tempted to sin. Whatever it is that your temptation is, or you are going down everything, you look as if you are beginning to doubt your faith. It's temptation to sin. You are being crushed in sickness and disease, and you are changing your doctrine about this God of healing. You are beginning to say, maybe you are tempted to sin. But God is saying, even in those temptations, to sin, God, the Lord can help you. Like that man that he said, let me tell you the story of this man that brought his son to Jesus. The lunatic boy. He brought him to Jesus. The Lord was not there. He went with Peter, James, and John to the top of the mountain on the day of transfiguration. And the rest of the nine apostles were trying their best, casting the devil out. The devil refused to budge. And the man, you don't know how many years this man has been carrying this young man everywhere. When I think of it, I feel like crying. If you have gone through situations where they look like doctors say no hope, and he heard about this Messiah, and he came by, look like they couldn't help. Now here comes Jesus Christ and he said, this boy has been thrown into, this devil has been possessing this boy for years, throwing him to the water, throwing him to the fire to kill him. He said, if you can do anything, help us. If you can do anything. And what the Lord Jesus Christ said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And the man cried. He said, I believe, Lord. Help my unbelief. Help thou my unbelief. This man's faith has been shaken. Is there a God? Is there anything in life? And this thing has tried him. How many years he has been carrying this baby? He said, from his young boy. That was his own trial time. But Christ said, all things are possible to him that believes. He said, I believe, but the faith is being shaken. for years. Whatever your own faith has been shaken because of this or that, troubles, trials, diseases, afflictions, we have prayed, look like nothing is happening. He said, but help thou my unbelief. So that is what you want to think about. He said, but tell Jesus, because he has been like us. And he's the high priest of our profession. And I want us to pray. Just present your case to him right now. Just talk to him. Talk to him yourself. Even if you say, I don't have anything, everything is going up fine again, pray for those whom you know that are going through things right now. Just talk to Jesus. Because he said, I must tell Jesus. You tell him about that fellow that you know that needed his touch, his deliverance. And let Jesus Christ touch him and set him free and deliver him from all these troubles. And if you want us to pray for you right now, you are going through troubles yourself. Like we said, God allow room for changes. Even when you are going through trials, allow room for changes. We want to come forward, we want to pray for you. Let me pray for you. If you need me to touch you and pray for you. Because when compassion rises, God uses that compassion to touch souls. Whatever you are going through, financial situations, come. Come forward. Let me pray for you right now. Whatever is your own situation, that this may be tough. I don't know. I want to tell Jesus. Come forward, I will pray for you. Because the Lord himself can deliver. He said, he will help you. Whatever you are going through, he is the Savior, the Deliverer. Said, I called up and shared. All the other people, pray for yourself. Pray and say, Lord, help my friend there. Help my brother there. Help this fellow. We have prayed for years. That disease is still there. Lord, save us. Help us. These things, they are ups and downs. They come to every human being. But God says, sometimes they are to try us, sometimes they are to prove us, sometimes they are to make us trust. But also they leave room for us to shine things. So we can shine some things if we pray and walk with him. Father, we thank you.
This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi. Give your life today to the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you touch all the people that are listening, help them to understand and to follow thee and read the Bible in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Write to me and we shall send you some exhortation. Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email on the internet to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. Thank you.